这是我们提摩太前书最后的一讲。
This would be the last message for the book of First Timothy.
是第六章十七节到二十一节。
So the passages that we are going to cover today is from the book of First Timothy, chapter 6, verse 17 to verse 21.
我读，我们就不再用英语重复了。
We're just going to read it in Chinese.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠了厚赐白物给我们享受的上帝，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己结成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。愿恩惠常与你们同在。我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，求你借助自己的话，再一次教导儿女们。
Lord, may you teach your children this morning through your own word.
凡我们所说的，凡我们所做的，都盼望蒙你悦纳。
Whatever we have, whatever is being said here, whatever is being done here, Lord, may all be pleasing to you, Lord.
我们坚信这个教会是你的教会。
Lord, we firmly believe this church is your church.
你永远在教会里面掌权。
And you are in control of this church. You are sovereign this church.
我们所有的人都要服在你的权柄之下。
And we are to submit or surrender ourselves under your authority.
求主让我们借着这些话语来教导我们。
Lord, just use your word to teach us.
让我们更能够明白你的意思。
That we may be able to understand your desires better.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们读过了第六章前面的这些经文。
If you have read the verses in chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, before the passages that we have read today,
那么这一章基本上是讲到假师傅们他们在教会里头以敬虔为得利之门。
The chapter mostly deals with the false teachers who are using their false piety.As a way or means of financial gains.
这是前面第五节这么讲的。
This is what's mentioned in verse 5 of chapter 6 of 1 Timothy.
那么跟着在下面又讲到贪财是万恶之根。
After verse 5 of chapter 6, it was mentioned was the word greed was mentioned, that greed is the root of all evil.
可是我们了解当时在以弗所的教会里头也有一些人是有钱的。
But we do understand that in the church in Ephesus, then there are some brothers and sisters, members who are wealthy.
我记得我讲过好多次，就是有钱不是一个坏事。
I remember I mentioned this many times that being wealthy itself is not a bad thing.
是好事还是坏事，看我们怎么样子赚钱，怎么样子用钱。
How to determine whether something is bad or something is good? It depends on how the way we earn the money and the way we manage our money.
所以在结束这一封书信之前。
So before ending this letter,
保罗觉得他应该要对这些有钱的人有一些教导。
Paul felt it necessary to just offer some teachings to the people, to the wealthy people in the church.
所以我们看到在第17节, 他所给的教导是讲到嘱咐那些经世富足的人。
So look at, if you read verse 17, that these teachings are oriented towards those people who are rich in this present world.
第一个教导就是不要自高, 就是轻看没有钱的人。
The first teaching is not to be arrogant or not to be conceited, not to look down upon the people, the poor people.
这种自高, 我们可以用另外的一句话来讲, 就是不谦卑。
If the word conceited or the word arrogant can also be worded the other way, it's not humble.
在箴言书18章23节, 曾经做过这样子的教导。
If you turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 3. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly.
这个情形我相信我们都见过。
I'm sure that you've experienced this before.
那可怜的穷人, 要求人帮忙, 是相当的, 这个有礼貌, 相当的谦卑的。
You might have seen this before, a scene where the poor people are asking for either money or asking for help, and they're very polite.
那些有钱的人, 你可以从他们的面, 脸上的表情, 可以看得出, 他们心里面的那种骄傲。
And on the other hand, if you look at the response of those rich people, the wealthy people, just from their facial expression, countenance, you can see they're filled with pride.
因为他要这些穷人能够晓得他是比穷人要高明。
Because he wants to make it known that he is better than these poor people.
所以有钱的人, 第一个问题就是自高自大。
So the first problem with rich people are that they are conceited, they're arrogant.
有钱没有钱, 应该跟一个人的价值没有影响的。
The fact that you are wealthy or not, the wealth does not determine the value of a person.
你有钱, 并不保证你就是一个有价值的人。
The fact you are wealthy does not guarantee that you are going to be valuable.
同样的, 没有钱, 也不表示这个人是无用。
And just similarly, the fact that you are poor does not mean that you lack value.
因此上，一个有钱的人，第一个功课要学习的就是不要自高。So
the first lesson to be learned for the wealthy people or rich people are do not be conceited.
自高，用普通话来讲，就是自动的抬高自己。
The word conceited or arrogance using Chinese characters, it means the self-elevation, that you elevate yourself.
我相信我们每一个有钱的人必须要常常思想我这个钱是怎么来的。
I do believe that for a rich person, you have to constantly meditate on the fact that where did I get the money that I have now?
我是用正当的手段赚来的。
Do I earn it the right way?
还是用不正当的手段欺骗来的？
Or did it come through deceit?
是你真正用血汗赚来的？
Did you earn it with your hard labor?
还是因为神给了你特别的恩典，让你能够成为富人？
Or is it just purely God's blessing that He has given you so you can become rich?
所以我们千万不要因为有钱就觉得自己高人一等。
So do not think that you are above, better than other people just because the fact that you are rich, wealthier.
第二个功课，有钱的人要学的。
The second lesson a wealthy person, rich person should learn.
不要依靠无定的钱财。
Do not trust in the uncertainty, of the riches of this world.
我相信在今天这个社会里头，我们应该都了解这个情形，就是钱财是靠不住的。
I believe that in the world today that we do understand one fact is the uncertainty of the money or the wealth.
最近因为股票市场的这种波动，很多人吓得把钱从银行里头拿出来，在地下挖个洞啊，这个藏在那个地方要保险。
Because of the fluctuation of the stock market, current fluctuation, a lot of people they were afraid and they took the money out of the bank and they dug a hole in the ground and then buried the money over there just to be safe.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常听到说，你挖个洞藏在地下的钱财也会消失的。
Brothers and sisters, we do say this very often that even if you dig a hole and then bury the money underground, the money is going to disappear.
有些有钱的人，他后院子里头到处都是洞。
For some rich people, that in the backyard is there are a lot of holes in their backyard.
因为他原来把钱藏在这里的，再去挖没有了，所以到另外又去挖。
Because they forgot where they dug the hole in the backyard. So they dug several holes just to search for the money that they had buried.
这是真事，就是钱财他们会移动。
This is for real, that money actually have legs.
真言书给我们很好的警告。
We do have warnings from God in the book of Proverbs.
在真言二十三章。
The chapter 23 of the book of Proverbs.
第四第五两节。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 4 and verse 5.
第四第五两节说，不要劳碌求富，修长自己的聪明，你岂要定睛在虚无的钱财上吗？因钱财比长翅膀，如鹰向天飞去。
Proverbs 23 verse 4 to verse 5. Verse 4, do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Verse 5, cast but a glance at the riches and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle.
你不相信钱会飞走，你问问在玩股票的人，过去这几个礼拜他损失了多少钱。
If you don't believe the fact that money has wings and can fly, just ask the people who are dealing with the stock trades in the past few weeks. Ask them where their money went.
让我们相信一件事情，钱是靠不住的。
There's one thing that we are sure of is that the richesthe riches are uncertain.
我从前跟你们讲过不止一次那 dot-com 的那个故事。
I've told this story before, maybe more than one time about this story about the dot-com.
不要再讲 dot-com 了，我们都听够了。
Maybe we were just tired of hearing this story.
但是我们要学的一个功课就是钱财靠不住。
But we have to learn a lesson from that story is the riches are not to be relied upon or trust, put our trust in.
但是有一件事情，有一方面我们是可以依靠的。
But there's one thing that we can put our trust in.
那你就是依靠了厚赐白物给我们享受的上帝。
And that is our God who give generously to his children so we can enjoy the blessing he has given us.
首先我们要了解神 是极端的富有的。
First, we have to understand the fact that God is extremely wealthy.
而且他的个性是喜欢把白物给儿女享受。
And one of God's attributes is his generosity. He loves and he gives generously to the children, to his children. So
我们中间还有很多不认识这位神的人。
There are a lot among us today that do not know this God.
你们平常听到的谣言就是不要信神，不要去教堂，一去教堂就要捐钱。
You might have heard this rumor before that people were asking you not to go to church, not just to step in the church, because once you do, you go to church, the first thing they are going to ask for is your offering.
我要告诉你，讲这话的人是一个大骗子。
I want to tell you this is a lie.
我们教会至少从来没有跟你们要过钱。
Our church, so far, we have never solicited money from you.
我们有个奉献箱在后面。
We do have an offering box in the back of the sanctuary.
你愿意丢钱在你的就丢，你不愿意丢钱，你可以一直不去看它。
If you want to make an offering, you can make an offering and put your money on the offering in the offering box. But if you don't, you can just come to churches for very long without doing anything.
你可以问问在我们这里聚会的人，这个教会有没有跟你们要过钱呢？
Ask the people who are worshiping with us. Ask them this question: Has this church ever make any solicitation about offering?
神从来不向人要钱。
God never asks people for money.
我们的神被称为厚赐白物给儿女享受的一位神。
Our God is a God who gives generously, so that his children can enjoy the blessings he gives.
所以假如你因为怕奉献不信神的，你可以现在安心。
If you are because of the issue of the offering that you refuse, that becomes a hurdle of you coming to the Lord, just rest at peace.
他不但不在乎你的钱，他还要转过头来祝福你。
Not only that God does not beg you for money, he is going to in turn, he's going to bless you.
因为这位神，他要他的儿女能够过一个享受的生活。
Because this is the God that we have, that he wants his children to enjoy their life.
看两处圣经，一处在诗篇第五十篇。
Let's turn our Bible to two passages. The first passage is in the book of Psalms, chapter 50.
第十节到第十二节。
Book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 10 to verse 12.
这是神说，地上一切的都是我的。
The Lord says over here, everything on earth is mine.
因为树林中的百兽是我的。千山上的牲畜也是我的，山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Psalm chapter 50, verse 10 to 12. For every animal of the forest is mine, and the cattle on the thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and insects in the fields are mine.If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it.
你到一些庙宇里头去，那些木头、泥跟金属做的所谓的菩萨，他们是向你要钱的。
If you ever go to the Buddhist temple, and then those idols, those Buddhas that are made of either wood or clay or a metal, they are going to ask you for money.
对不对？一进去，香炉、这个烛台，通通在你面前。
Is that right? Well, the moment that you step into a temple, you will see the place where they burn incense and also these candlesticks. They're right in front of you.
你看过台湾的电新闻，那些做官的跟这些老百姓一到了庙宇里头去， 就这个样子。
Did you ever watch the shows that those people, these high officials, and also the commoners in Taiwan, at the moment they set their foot in the temple, all they do is they kowtow and worship the idols.
你到我们教会来，有没有看到这个？
Do you see people worship the idols in our church?
有没有人跟你要钱？
Did anybody ever ask you for money in the
假如有人跟你要钱，我保证他不是这个教会的会友。
If anybody has asked money from you, I can guarantee you he's not from this church.
我们的神，他不要钱，他是给钱的。
Our God is a God who does not beg money from his children.He is the God that blesses his children.
所以神对他的儿女说，你不要去依靠了无定的钱财，你要依靠我这个神。
That's why God told us in the Bible to his children that do not put your trust in these uncertain riches.
我们现在看传道书第五章。
If you can turn to the book of Ecclesiastes,chapter 5, the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第五章十八到二十节。
Chapter 5, verse 18 to verse 20.
我所见为善为美的，就是人在上帝赐他一生的日子，吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。上帝赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份，在他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是上帝的恩赐。
Chapter 5 from the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 18 and 19. This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for a person to eat, to drink,and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them. For this is their lot. Verse 19, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God.
神知道我们这些孩子在地上是很短的时间。
God knows that His children, the days of His children are very, very short on this earth.
在这很短的时间里头，神要给我们各种的这个礼物，让我们尽量的享受。
And during these few days, very short life, few days of life that God has given His children on earth, He is going to.He's going to give them blessings so they can enjoy them during this brief period on earth.
因为他的本性就是要让他的儿女能够享受。
Because God desires that his children would enjoy the life under the sun.
但是你要了解，神说要你享受的是真享受。
But you have to understand the fact that if God wants you to enjoy, that's true enjoyment.
不要因为你的钱多，你就早上留牌，中午留牌，晚上留牌，那你就不享受。
So if you eat an unhealthy diet, eat steaks three meals a day, that's just because of the fact you are rich, that's not true enjoyment.
神给我们的都是足够的，都是最好的，但是我们要能够按照神的心意来使用神所给我们的白物。
What God has given us is sufficient and they're all the best for us. So we are to be a good steward of these resources and blessings that God has given us.
那么十八节说到神给钱财给人，要他们做四种事情。
In the verse 18 of Ecclesiastes chapter 5, God taught about four things that a rich person, a wealthy person is supposed to do. Four
第一,
good things.
他们要行善。
The first is they are to do good.
用财富来做好事。
they are to do good works using the wealth they have.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要注意圣经里头的好坏是神的标准，不是你的标准，我的标准。
Brothers and sisters, we do have to understand the fact that when we say good or bad, these are the criteria in the Bible. These are criteria of God, but not from our criteria.
你所以为好的，神不一定看作是好。
What you think is good or are good may not be good in God's sight.
所以我们要做神所以为的好事。
So we are to do good in the eyes of God.
什么是神所以为的好事？
So what are the good works?
你不自私，你去同情有需要的人。
If you are not selfish, you are selfless, and you show sympathy to the people who are in need.
不要找，从早到晚就看那个杂志，找这个餐馆吃那个好的，吃那个肚子吧，胖的这么大。
Instead of being selfless, sometimes we just look for the ways of entertainment or restaurant. That's all the things that are on our mind.
不要忘记，在你周围还有许多人没饭吃。
Don't forget the fact that people around you, they are starving.
神要你要我有同情的心。
God wants you, God wants me, God wants us to have sympathy for those who are in need around us.
是神要你做的事情，不是要你去自己猛吃猛玩猛游，而是把你所有的分给有需要的人。
So God has not called us to a lifestyle of lavishing on our own enjoyment, travel or entertainment or even food, but that we can share our wealth with the people around us.
第二样神要我们做的，就是我们要在好事上富足。
The second thing that God asked us to do is that we are to be rich in good works.
就是我们要不断地做好事。
It is not only to do good works, but continue to do good works.
我们做不尽的好事，让好事在我的生活里头是富足。
We keep doing good works that they become so many that I'm rich or I'm wealthy in respect to good deeds in my life.
换句话说，不是偶尔做一次好事，也不是随着自己的兴趣做一次好事，乃是不断的做好事。
In another sense, we do not just do good deeds occasionally or according to our will, but actually we have to do good works continuously.
第三，神要我们甘心施舍。
The third thing that God teaches us in this verse is that we are ready, we're just generous.
这句话是讲到你跟我的这个心里面的思想，我们的动机。
When God asks us to be generous in heart, He's talking about the heart motives of yours and of mine.
我们不但做好事，我们乃是心甘情愿的做好事，我们所想到的都是要做好事。
We not only do good works or do good deeds, we actually, we want to do them. And then whatever fills my mind are doing good deeds for other people.
哥林多后书第八章第一节到第四节给我们很好的教导。
If you read the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 4, God gives us very good teaching. On this matter,
我们讲到奉献，不能不读《哥林多后书》第八章。
If we talk about the issue of offering, we cannot avoid these verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 to 4.
这里就告诉我们怎么样子去做好事。
In these verses, scripture verses, they teach us how to do good deeds.
保罗说：“弟兄们。”我把上帝赐给马其顿众教会的恩 告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在饥穷之间还格外显出他们不是乐捐，我想应该翻译成奉献的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按照力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的奉献。到第三节好了。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1 to verse 3 verse 1 and now brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Verse 2, in the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own.
这里很明显地告诉我们，这些马其顿的教会，这些不太富有的教会，他们有一颗心，就是不断的要做神要他做的好事。
Over here, the point is very clear. In these people in the Macedonian churches, they are far from being rich and wealthy. Actually, they're poor. But they have a heart of offering, and their heart is set intent upon doing what God wants them to do, that is doing good deeds.
这些人实在是从神那里得到祝福，就是什么？他在大试炼的之中，就是有危难的这一段时间啊，在饥穷的这个情况之下，还要格外的显出他们喜欢奉献的这种心力。
I believe the brothers and sisters in these Macedonian churches are indeed, they are greatly blessed by the Lord because of the fact that in the midst of a very severe trial and extreme poverty that they are going through, they still try their best to just offer, to make offerings to the Lord.
他们不只是按着力量，而且是过了力量，甘心乐意的奉献。
When they gave, it's not only as much as they are able, but they gave beyond their financial ability.
所以保罗一开始就讲，他说我把上帝赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
That's why Paul mentioned in the verse 1, it says, we want you to know about the grace that God has given to the churches in Macedonia.
马其顿的教会，他们是没有能力奉献的。
The churches, the Macedonian churches, the brothers and sisters, they didn't have the capability to give.
因为他们这个所有的只能够供给自己的需要。
Because what they had was barely enough for their own daily necessities.
就好像我们中间大多数的人讲，我哪里有钱呢？我这个钱自己吃饭还不够啊，还能够什么奉献？
Just like some of us would say that I'm not rich. Okay, the money I have barely covers our feed our family.
马其顿的教会也可以这样子对神讲，神啊，我们哪来钱奉献呢？
The brothers and sisters in Macedonian churches, they could have said the same thing to the Lord. Lord, where do we have the money to give?
但是保罗说，神在这些人，马其顿的这些没有什么钱的很穷人的身上，给他们大大施恩。
But Paul mentioned in these verses that God has given abundant blessings to these brothers and sisters in Macedonian churches.
让他们首先感觉到自己是一个富有的人。
The blessings are exhibited in the fact that they, though not rich, that they feel they are truly rich and wealthy.
弟兄姊妹， 我们有饭吃，有物桌，有车子开，就是富足，你知道不知道？
Brothers and sisters, you know, if we have meals, if we have food, and then we have a shelter, and we have a transportation, we are considered wealthy, rich.
你就应该有满足的快乐。
Then you should be joyful and you should be contented.
假如你是有心来侍奉神，听神的话的。
If you do have the desire to serve the Lord, and you do have the desire to obey the Lord,
在任何的情况之下，神都能够让你有满足的快乐。
God will enable you to have this joy and contentment, in whatever circumstance you are in.
你没有钱，你没有办法到这里去吃好吃的，那里是好吃的，但是神让你说是感谢主，我今天能够在这个地方吃得饱、穿得暖、睡得好，这是神给我的恩典。
If you don't have the money to go to expensive restaurants and enjoy different meals, but the fact is God does give you the blessing. The blessing is that you are able to live in contentment, saying, Lord, thank you that I am fed, I am clothed.And I'm living under a roof.
我没有剩余的钱。
I don't have any leftover money.
但是我比那些人要富足。
But I'm richer, I'm wealthier than those people who do have lots of money.
因此上，我有心要去帮助那些比我还穷困的人。
Therefore, I am able to offer.Out of my need to help those people who are needier than I am.
这里一个诀窍在这里就是，当你按照神的心意来这样子做事的时候，你心中就有满足的快乐。
The secret of a contented or joyful life is when you act in accordance to God's will, you will be filled with contentment and joy.
神的儿女应该常常或者说不断的有满足的快乐。
God's children should and should be able to live in continuous joy and contentment.
因为神，你的天父是厚赐白物给你的神。
Because the God that we trust in is the God who gives generously to His children.
因此上，你不只是要做好事。而且你要不断的做好事，甘心乐意的去做好事。
From the points that we learned before, that we not only want to do good works or good deeds, we will do them continuously, and we will do them with a willing heart.
你要在第四方面，你要乐意供给人。
The fourth point that this verse has taught us is that we should be ready to share.
这个供给在原文里头的意思是出于团契的一种爱心的供应。
The word share in the original language of the Bible says this, the sharing comes out of the love from the fellowship.
这个字是跟 koinonia 就是我们的团契是相连的。
This word is related to the Greek word koinonia.
为什么你要去帮助人?
Fellowship, koinonia means fellowship.
Why, 为什么你欢喜快乐地去帮助人?
Why do you want to help people? And why do you want to help people with joy?
因为你承认这个人是你的团契的好友。
Because you acknowledge the fact thatThis person in need is your brothers and sisters in the Lord and is somebody in your fellowship.
在主的里面，我们是一家人。
We are one family in the Lord.
神提醒我们，我们弟兄姊妹是好像同一个身体上面的肢体。
God has reminded us in the Bible that we are different parts of a body in the church.
因此我们应该 欢喜快乐的来供给那些有需要的人。
Therefore, we should share with those who are in need cheerfully.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以有一个结论。
So we can come to a conclusion, brothers and sisters.
为什么神要给我们财富？
Why does God give us wealth in the first place?
为什么神给我这么多钱，不给那个人钱？
Why does God give me wealth, but not to the other person?
不是神看得你比那个人好。
It's not that you are of more importance in God's sight.
乃是神要给你一个责任，让你知道怎么样子把你的钱财去跟有需要的人分享。
Because what comes with the wealth that God has given you comes with the responsibility of how to share the wealth you have with the brothers and sisters who are in need.
神给你钱财，不是让你去做自私自利的人。
God gives you money or wealth not to just to live a self-centered life.
成天就看到钱，看到门口的这个账户，哎呀，感谢主啊，感谢主啊，明天又可以做买这个，明天又可以吃那个。
So that it's not for you to just to focus your attention on the money and then on the account books, so that you can enjoy just enjoy on your own.
神给你钱财，让你知道怎么样子去使用这些钱财来符合神的心意。
God gives you the money. God gives you the money so that you are able to learn how to manage this money according to God's will.
当一个不信的人来到教会，看到这个有钱的人搞在一起大吃大喝，没钱的人可怜巴巴就坐在旁边这个桌子上摆了几样没有什么意义的那个菜啊跟饭，你说人家会觉得这个做基督徒是件好事吗？
If there is an unbeliever who stepped their foot in the door of the church and they found that people are seated differently, the people who are wealthy, they're sitting around the table with this expensive food, and then the people who are poor are sitting at a separate table with very menial dishes. Would you think that they would give glory to God?
相反的，假如一个不信的人跑到我们的饭厅来一看，哇，一个个都吃得那样子好，笑嘻嘻的啊，彼此真是像弟兄姊妹一样的，这个人心里怎么想？
On the other hand, if a brother says, unbeliever, if this first time that they step in our church and they see that just around the tables with all these smiling faces and people enjoying delicious food, what do you think they would think of the brothers and sisters and of God?
难怪人家都要信耶稣啊。
He might think that no wonder everybody wants to be a Christian.
你看这里这些基督徒都那样子彼此相爱，这样子快乐。
Look at those brothers and sisters. They love each other and they enjoy each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，在饭厅里头享用神赐给你的饮食。
So enjoy the food that God has provided and blessed you with in the cafeteria.
不要忘记那些有需要的弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget those brothers and sisters who are in need.
让每一个人在饭厅里头都能够欢喜，有欢喜快乐的面孔。
So that when you share with others, so that everybody would be happy and be joyful around the table.
第十九节跟我们讲，他说有钱的人若是跟他人分享了世上的财富，他就可以为自己建造一个美好的根基。
Verse 19 of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 19 says, In this way they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
预备将来叫他们持定 那真正的生命。
So they have a firm foundation for the coming age, and then they can take hold of the life that is truly life.
这种真正的生命就是神给我们的永生。
The life that is truly life that's mentioned here is the eternal life that God has prepared for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们千万不要像一般不了解救恩的人，以为做了一个祷告，受了一个洗，就上天堂了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we don't want you to be misinformed about the fact of salvation, that just by a mere prayer, you are able to go to heaven.
神的话不断地在提醒我们，我们信了主之后，要不断地为自己结成美好的根基。
God's word has constantly been reminding us that after we put our trust in the Lord, we are to lay up treasure for us, for ourselves as a firm foundation.
你要不断地按照神的心意来做神要你做的好事。
You will have to continuously be doing the things that according to God's will.
这样子你才能够有把握得到那永生。
That way you have the assurance that you are going to take hold of the eternal life.
永生不是你赚来的。
You don't earn your eternal life.
但是神的心意是盼望你能够在永生这件事情上继续的建立根基。
But God's desire is that although we cannot work for our eternal life, that we are to continuously to build a foundation after we put our trust in Him.
弟兄姊妹，这理由岂不是很简单？
This is a very simple reasoning over here.
假如你是神，
If you are God,
两个人到你的面前说，我们都是基督徒，都信你。
And two people came to you and saying, both of us are Christians, and we all believe in you.
一个是自私自利，从头到尾只顾自己。
One person that came to you was selfish, and all he cared about is himself.
另外一个不断的做好人，听你的话，按照你的旨意去生活，去这个帮助人，哪一个是你喜欢的？
The other person would be just continuously doing good deeds, and very obedient to the Lord, and also just living in accordance to God's will. Which one do you prefer?
所以，亲爱的基督徒，不要自己欺骗自己。
Dear Christians, do not deceive yourself.
神是知道我们的心的。
God knows our hearts.
你爱不爱神，你爱不爱神爱的人，他都知道。
He knows everything. He knows whether you love him, and he knows whether you love the people he loves.
你若是将来要到神那里去，有把握在神那里，你必须要建立那美好的根基，真正的生命。
If you do want to have the assurance that you are going to take hold that eternal life, you are going to go where God is, you have to lay a good foundation.
我可以保证你大吃大喝是去不了天堂的。
I can guarantee you one thing is if you are living for your own enjoyment, you cannot go to heaven.
那么下面最后二十节跟二十一这两节是保罗教导提摩太怎么样子持守传达教会的真道。
The following verses, verse 20 to verse 21 from 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul was teaching the people that how to guard and how to proclaim the gospel in the church.
持守传达教会的真道就是福音的信息，是神儿女极重要而荣耀的使命。
So how to guard the truth? The truth is the gospel. This is an extremely important and extremely glorious mission for the children of God.
一个教会的质地怎么样，完全要看他怎么样子处理神的话。
If you want to see this, the quality or the spiritual quality of a church, you want to see how this church handles God's word.
换句话说，他怎么样子教导神的话，他怎么样子去施行神的话。
In another word, you want to observe how do they teach God's word and how do they live God's word or practice God's word.
因为教会的责任就是守护跟宣告圣经的真理。
Because the responsibility of a church is to guard the truth and to proclaim the truth.
所以保罗要提醒提摩太要保守所托付他的真道。
That's why over here, in the verses, Paul was reminding Timothy to guard, to hold on to, and to proclaim the truth in the church.
我们很快的看几处圣经。
We're just going to go through some verses quickly.
第一，从生命记开始。
First passages is from the book of Deuteronomy.
生命记第四章第二节。
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2.
所吩咐你们的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们上帝的命令。
Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2. Do not add to what I command you. And do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you.
做神儿女的人最重要的就是什么？就是要听耶和华的命令。
The most important thing in a child of God is that when you live a life that you are obedient to God's word, you keep the commands of God's teaching.
诗篇第一百三十八篇。
If you turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 138.
一百三十八篇第二节。
Psalms 138 verse 2.
我要向你的圣殿下拜，为你的慈爱和诚实称赞你的名，因你使你的话显为大。过于你所应许的。
Chapter 138 verse 2 of Psalms, I will bow down toward your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame.
所以重要的是神的话。
So the important thing is God's word.
再看诗篇一百一百一十九篇。
If you can turn back to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 119, verse 161.
首领无故的逼迫我，但我的心畏惧你的言语。
Psalm 119, verse 161. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word.
对于一个信主的人来讲，他所畏惧的只有一样事情。
For a believer, the only thing he fears should be one thing.
神的话。
And he should tremble.
世界上有太多的威胁。世界上有太多的威胁。Threat.
Okay. The only thing that a believer should fear and tremble at is God's word.There are many threats in this world.
所以我们要时时刻刻的注意神的话。
So we have to read God's word constantly.
这就是为什么我们要不断的来读圣经。
We have to pay attention to God constantly. That's why we have to read God's word.
第二十节里的是保罗提醒提摩太要保守所托付他的真道。
If you go back to the 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20, Paul told Timothy that you are to guard the truth that was entrusted to you.
因为在世界上，在教会里头，有许许多多世俗的虚谈和一些似是而非的学问。
Because as Paul said in these verses, that there in this world and in, actually also in the church, there is godless chatter and also these ambiguous ideas that are falsely called knowledge.
保罗提醒提摩太。这些学问已经带领了一些人偏离了真道。
Paul has warned Timothy, and these so-called knowledge has led many people astray from the truth.
是在教会里的有许许多多带领我们偏离了圣经的真道。
Even in the churches, there are many people who have led us astray, and that so we departed from the faith, the truth.
所以我们带领教会的人要提醒弟兄姊妹们持守真道。
So the leaders in the church should remind the brothers and sisters constantly that they should guard their faith.
弟兄姊妹们，教会的一般弟兄姊妹们也要不断的。来读神的话，顺从神的话而生活。
And brothers and sisters in the church, that we have to read God's word constantly and live in obedience to God's teaching.
你不小心，你就会再被带领了偏离真道。
And without your knowing it, you might have led other people.And then astray from the truth.
今天世界上教会里面外面的这些不正的真所谓的道理啊，我们要小心谨慎。
We should be very careful about the so-called truth, in nowadays, inside and outside of the churches, the teachings.
我们再看最后彼得后书第二章第一节跟第二节。
Lastly, let's take a look at the verses in 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 2.
从前的百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅，私自引进陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取叔叔的灭亡。将有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为，便叫真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, verse 1. But there are also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves.Verse 2, many will follow their depraved conduct and will bring the way of truth into disrepute.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天的世界是很可怕的。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a scary world.
今天的教会是很可怕的。
And we actually live in scary churches.
许多的教会讲神的教会不讲神的话。
Some of the so-called God's churches, they don't teach God's word.
或者说误解神的话。
Or they misconstrue God's word.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该要从那些教导神话语的人的身上，从他们的生活行为上，能够看得出他是不是教导真理。
Brothers and sisters, the way to tell if a person, teacher is teaching the truth from God is you can see the fruit in these people's lives.
希望我们能够真正的有心向着神，事事都按照他的旨意行。
I pray, I hope that every one of us will set our heart toward God and also just to live everything in accordance to God's teaching in His Word.
我们现在要休息，等一下还要掰饼。
We are going to take a short break before a communion.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，谢谢你赐给我们这本宝贵的话语。
Lord, we thank you for these precious words that you have given us.
让我们把它们看为珍贵。
Lord, may we treasure these words of yours.
让我们的生活行为都能按照这些教导而生活。
Lord, may the life and the conduct that we live be in accordance to what you have commanded us to do.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.